Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Afloat.ie podcast. This week we'll be talking to two young Irish 49er sailors to ask if it's true life don't mean a thing if your boat ain't got wings. This week I caught up with Alistair Castan and Ronan Wallace in the National Yacht Club, and I started off by asking Ronan and the crew what life is like at the front of the boat where all the real work gets done.
Yeah, the helm just concentrates on steering the boat straight and going fast, whereas the crew has to do all the sheet trimming of the kite and the mainsail, adjusting mainsail controls and stuff like that.
What did you sail before you got into the 49er?
Lasers.
And obviously a big jump from a laser to a 49er, big difference.
Yeah, for sure. First of all, it's a two-man dinghy, so you have to get your communication right, whereas in a laser you just kind of... You think, oh, this is what I want to do. But in a two-man boat, you have to obviously speak to your partner or whatever. But also, when you're crewing, you no longer have control of the stick. So you have to kind of trust your partner that he's going to go in the right direction. So it was a good bit of getting used to, all right.
And what do you enjoy about the 49er? What's the big buzz with it?
The speed, the acceleration. Just, like, phenomenal speed and... I just enjoy the challenge of, like, it's a very difficult boat to sail, and the challenge of getting all the manoeuvres right and getting around the course without any too many hiccups, like, that's what I enjoy.
For a lot of people, you spend a lot of time swimming in the early days of sailing a 49er. What stage are you guys at now?
We're still swimming, so we're still learning. We're obviously not pros yet, but no, when we first started, we pretty much the whole training session was spent in the water and talking about what went wrong in that tack, what went wrong in that jibe. But now it doesn't happen as often, and it's more like we capsized because that particular wave came at that instant, rather than just because we were jibing or because we were turning. But yeah,
they're fairly expensive boats as well. They're not the cheapest, and stuff tends to break on them. How are you coping with that? Is there a decent secondhand market, and are people willing to help you out when stuff goes wrong?
Well, yeah, there'd be a friendly enough bunch, all right, but it's not, by no means cheap. And if you want to sail these boats at any reasonable standard, you're going to have to be able to bankroll it. And that we've had difficulties with that in the past, but we're trying to kind of work them out, obviously.
Okay, I'll talk to Alistair now. Alistair, you're the helm. Tell me a little bit about what tends to go wrong. I know people tend to go through the jibs like they're revolving doors. What are the things you've come up against so far in the 49er?
The biggest problem we've had is finding water deep enough to capsize in. Because generally, if you just capsize and you don't put the mast in the bottom, you'll be okay. And after a while, you realize that when you capsize, you don't actually need to jump through the sails. You can actually just step over the back. So initially, that can be a bit of a problem, but you get over that quite quickly.
The class seems to be getting a bit of traction in Ireland now. There's more boats, there's more people. Does that mean that there's a greater pool of knowledge for you to pull from, and it maybe speeds up the education process a bit?
Yeah, like any class. I mean, we have 10 boats in the Nationals, and there's probably 4 or 5 guys who are good and kind of going away to the UK and maybe the Europeans this year for events. So, like, we're all able to train against each other, and we all are getting the hang of it a lot more quickly. And then, like, over in the UK, there's a massive pool of knowledge. So when we go over to those events, we can learn as well.
What are your goals for it? Are you looking to go to the world? Are you looking to go beyond that to the Olympics? Where do you see yourself in the 49er?
Well, I'm still in college at this stage, so I'd like to kind of finish college and be a very competent 49er sailor, and then after that maybe look towards Worlds and Olympics, but that's a couple of years down the line, yes.
That's all we have time for now from the Afloat.ie podcast. Keep an eye on Afloat.ie for our next installment, when we'll be talking to an Irish sailor who's taking on a new offshore challenge. Bye for now.